Now the news, I'm Tian Yu. Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng has held several rounds of talks with U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in Guangzhou. The talks on Friday and Saturday focused on the implementation of the important consensus between the two countries' heads of state. The two sides discussed the macroeconomic situation of the two countries and the world, Sino-U.S. economic relationship, and global challenges. The two sides agreed to discuss issues such as balanced growth of the United States, China and the global economy, financial stability, sustainable finance, and cooperation in countering money laundering under the China-U.S. Economic and Financial Working Group. Zheng Chunying reports.
Candid, pragmatic, and constructive. That's how Chinese officials described multiple rounds of talks between U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen and Chinese Vice Premier He Lifeng in Guangzhou on Friday and Saturday. Among the topics discussed are points of disagreements between the two sides, including the broadening of U.S. technological restrictions in China and what Yellen described as China's industrial overcapacity. Earlier, she had voiced concerns about the spillover effects in the United States of Chinese subsidies to industries like new energy vehicles, solar cells, and batteries. Despite these points of disagreements, the two sides agreed to seek closer communication and cooperation on issues like countering illicit finance, bolstering financial stability, addressing climate change, and resolving debt distress in developing nations, with Yellen reaffirming the stance that the United States would not decouple from China.
China has accused the Philippines of organizing multiple vessels to conduct illegal activities in the waters adjacent to China's Huateng Reef on Thursday. China's Coast Guard says it intercepted and evicted vessels in accordance with the law and it handled matters in a reasonable, lawful, and professional manner. China has also reiterated its sovereignty over the Nansha Islands and their adjacent waters. China says the Philippines has provoked the region under the guise of fishing protection while spreading disinformation on media. Saturday marks the last day of China's Qingming Festival holiday season. China's Ministry of Transport says inter-regional passenger traffic throughout the three-day holiday is expected to surge over 750 million. This represents an average daily growth of around 56% compared with the same period in 2023. During the holiday season, China saw a surge in travel and consumption as well as the emergence of diverse tourism experiences. Chinese authorities say foreign invested firms reported profit growth of 31.2% year-on-year in the first 2 months of 2024. The National Bureau of Statistics says the latest data shows general growth in China's industrial economy, with the profits of large companies growing by 8%. The data also reveals the business revenues of surveyed industrial firms rose by 4.5% year-on-year during this period. Large explosions ring throughout the sky close to the southern Israel-Gaza border as the conflict edges the six-month mark. Peace negotiations are expected to continue in Cairo over the weekend as U.S. President Joe Biden pushes Egypt and Qatar to dial up pressure on Hamas. Meanwhile, Iran has warned of retaliation after Israel launched strikes on Syrian capital Damascus, which killed 7 Revolutionary Guards. Pressure from the international community mounts as the UN Human Rights Council adopted a resolution on Friday. The resolution called for Israel to be held accountable for possible war crimes and crimes against humanity in Gaza. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has announced his country will suspend ties with Ecuador. It comes after Ecuadorian police stormed Mexico's embassy in Quito on Friday. They arrested former Ecuadorian Vice President Jorge Glass, who was taking refuge there after seeking political asylum in December. Dengue fever outbreaks are at their peak in Argentina. It's leading to a shortage of mosquito repellent in the country. Authorities have lifted import restrictions on foreign-made mosquito repellents to boost supply. Health officials say dengue infections in Argentina have soared to over 180,000 this season, including nearly 130 deaths. And that's the news. I'm Tian Yu.